Greetings all, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I'm feeling a little bit better from that horrible stomach flu that I had. And so this weekend, I'm going to be releasing two episodes to make up for it. This episode, I want to introduce you to Ben Ufana. And Ben tells a little story in the teaser at the beginning of this episode that was very similar to something that happened to me when I was beekeeping. I was seeing a curandera at the time, and I got stung by one of my bees, one of the hazards of the profession when you're a beekeeper, and my arm was very swollen. So I went to go see this woman, and I'd seen her several times, so she knew me, and she said, "Oh, what happened to your arm?" And I explained what had happened, and she just put her hands on my arm, and the swelling I could tell started to go down, but then the next day I woke up and it was gone. And honestly, it usually took me about a week at that point to heal from any sort of bee sting I'd received. So when Ben tells his story in the teaser this week, I could absolutely relate. Now, Ben has had a really interesting life. He had a series of disruptive relationships in his mid-20s, and he realized that, you know, like most of us, when we're looking for partnerships or relationships, we kind of look for something that mirrors the destructive or toxic relationships that we had as kids. I am one of those people for sure. This doesn't happen to everyone, but I've seen it happen over and over again with friends that they kind of fall into these traps as well. So Ben then decided to start exploring a wide range of therapeutic interventions. And he trained for a while with Horace Dawkay, who was a traditional Native American doctor or medicine man from the Kiowa tribe. And then after that, he went on to train with a Chinese master, Sifu Li Tai Liang. And Ben incorporates both of these practices in his healing these days. I mean, obviously he did use these methods of healing to heal his own self, but as well, Ben uses everything that he's learned from these doctors, from these healers, with the work that he does on other people. But yeah, it was a really great conversation, and Ben is a wonderful human being, so I can't wait for you to meet him. So without further ado, let's dive on into my conversation with Ben Ufana.
I'm allergic to bee and wasp stings, and my wrist was swollen pretty badly, as what usually happens if I get a sting. And Horace puts his hand on my wrist, and within minutes, maybe 5 minutes at most, my wrist shrinks down to normal size, no sign of swelling at all. And then Horace takes that swelling into his wrist. His wrist puffs up, you know, it's taking on that swelling. And then I'd say in about 30 minutes or so, he dissipated the swelling in his own wrist. It was gone. I think the most magical things that I've experienced would be like from my apprenticeship, you know, with Horace. And again, just it was from the time of my adolescence being drawn to, you know, hearing about these traditional Native doctors and wanting so much to go in that direction. And when I first made my way to Oklahoma, and I'd be attending these peyote meetings. And there were this Native elder, Jack. There happens to be anyone Kiowa who's listening to this broadcast who is old enough to remember, may know him or remember him. But Jack would tell me that when the spirit comes into the peyote meetings, that you'll hear the voice of a woman singing Kiowa. And I was sitting in this one meeting that my mentor ran one night, and we had this cold front come blasting through, And it happens in Oklahoma. Usually it's not that cold, but when you have these fierce winds coming in from the north and the temperature can plummet, and it can stay cold for maybe a week or so. But yeah, that's probably down in the teens. And I was hearing the voice of this woman in Kiowa, and there's only two women in the teepee that night. And one is Navajo. And of course, she's not going to understand or could not possibly speak or sing in Kiowa. And the other woman who was Kiowa was quite elderly and a woman of that age. And that was the person Horace was actually treating in the teepee that night. And she's not going to sing like that. And I'm just looking around like, where is that coming from? And it's like, oh, it's that voice that Jack was telling me about. The voice of the woman singing in Kiowa, where he was telling me about the spirit coming into the teepee. But there were times too, when Horace would be, and you know, indigenous peoples, when they learned English, and they would create their own words. So when in treating their patients, they used the term doctoring, like Horace was doctoring this person or that person. So one of these, quote, doctoring meetings, this was in the beginning when I first got to see Horace work. And Horace would sometimes call like a live mole out of the ground, and he had worked with these moles, and he set it on the patient, and it was interacting with the patient as part of the healing somehow. And so I would see him do things like this, and that just amazed me. And he would take this mole. Like he had a certain areas, like this elderly man, Jack, he would do a lot of, when he came back to, Horace came back to Oklahoma, they would set up the teepee whenever they were going to conduct a peyote meeting. And Horace would often conduct the meetings at Jack's home. And so there were the mole tunnels around the vicinity of the teepee, but sometimes Horace would say, okay, I'm going to go to this other town, Anadarko, and we'll set up a teepee over there. And he would transport the mole over to Anadarko. And within a matter of days, you know, the mole's like a little industrious little guy or girl, and digging these tunnels. And people are like, don't mess with it, it's this medicine. I remember staying at this man's home, and you know, his lawn, and all of a sudden there's mole tunnels through the lawn. I'm allergic to bee and wasp stings, and my wrist was swollen pretty badly, as what usually happens if I get a sting. And Horace puts his hand on my wrist, and within minutes, maybe 5 minutes at most, my wrist shrinks down to normal size, no sign of swelling at all. And then Horace takes that swelling into his wrist. His wrist puffs up, you know, it's taking on that swelling. And then I'd say in about 30 minutes or so, he dissipated the swelling in his own wrist. It was gone. So I'd watch Horace do these things.
To thank Ben for being such a gracious guest and being so very cool and sharing all of his magical, mystical stories. I never know what my guests are going to say, and honestly, conversations with people like Ben remind me that there are so many different avenues to healing, and that many of them have yet to be discovered by the general population yet. I definitely believe that one size does not fit all, and that different healings are going to work for different people. I have hope someday that healthcare will pay for massage, will pay for acupuncture. I mean, I think in general, doctors all over the world agree that stress is among the number one killers of human beings in the world. And I just think, what would happen if every one of us got a massage every other week or had acupuncture or reflexology? I think it would help with the afflictions that are caused by stress and the health problems that we have in general. If you want to find out more about Ben and the groovy work that he's doing in the world, and maybe even work with Ben yourself, there will be a link in the episode's show notes. I feel like I could talk to him forever because he was just sharing story after story after story after story. And you know me, I can never get enough of magical events, magical happenings, things that are inexplicable. So yes, Ben, what an incredible guest. Please do remember that I'm always looking for ratings and I'm always looking for reviews. So wherever you listen to the podcast, consider writing a little review or leaving a rating. I'm so grateful to all of you that listen and support the podcast. It means so much. You'll never know. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like Ben. Be practical. While also living in this world of magic and possibility, I really do feel like Ben has 2 feet on the ground. He's very grounded, and he sees the world as it is, with all of its limitations and all of its possibilities. But that doesn't mean that Ben has lost faith or hope in humanity. He's able to look out and see what's going on in the world and know that each of us can contribute in some small way to make this world a more beautiful place, to maybe heal another person, or maybe clear a plot of land of garbage, or whatever that looks like, to show up in this world and make this world a more beautiful place. And I think that's really easier said than done. You know, staying really grounded, staying firmly with your feet on the ground, and then also kind of going out into these mystical places and maybe trying to commune with the spirits or form a connection or conversation with that which we cannot see. And Ben seems to inhabit both worlds really easily. So this week, I'm going to urge you to be like Ben, keep your feet on the ground, while also reaching for the divine, while reaching for the stars, for reaching for the magic in this world. And, you know, I think it's going to take some practice. I think, you know, I don't even think I can do that. But with practice comes perfect, I hope. Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and I'll see you so very soon for another episode of the podcast. Take care, everybody, and have a beautiful, beautiful day. Got you.